I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found. And I thank the Lord for this blessed opportunity to worship with you on this wonderful day. I call your attention to the Lamentations of Jeremiah, the book of Lamentations in the Old Testament. In most Bibles, it would follow the book of Jeremiah, the book of the prophet Jeremiah, and then the Lamentations of Jeremiah. You might have a Bible that just has the word Lamentations or the Lamentations. The one from which I am reading is the King James Version, and it is titled The Lamentations of Jeremiah. In the Lamentations of Jeremiah, let us read chapter 1, you and I. The Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 1. The reading begins at verse 1. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are going into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pastor, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hands of the enemy and none did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembereth not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. The adversary hath spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she hath seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for meat to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above he hath sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgression is bound by his hand. They are wreath and come up upon my neck. He has made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He has called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord has trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a wine press. For these things I weep, mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. The Lord hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a menstruous woman among them. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city, while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. Behold, O Lord, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled. Mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth. At home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All mine enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. Lamentations chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. Lamentations chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to worship thee. Thank you for every listening ear at whatever time, in whatever place the ear listens. Bless the listening and bless the listener to your great glory. Cause it to redound to the good of the Church of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Returning now to Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1. The Lamentations of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 readeth, How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? The Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces? How is she become tributary? Lamentations, chapter 1, verse 1. Friends, for a short while, let's worship together using the topic, When Sin Wrestles Mercy to the Ground. When sin wrestles mercy to the ground. When sin wrestles mercy to the ground. The Bible, the Holy Bible, tells us that Almighty God is plenteous in mercy and of great kindness. Oh, what a wonderful statement. He is plenteous in mercy and of great kindness. He has plenty of mercy. Oh, he abounds in mercy. He is a merciful God, and he is a kind God. He is love himself. He is love personified. God is love. We are told that in the Bible. He is plenteous in mercy. He's of great kindness. So then the question would have to be asked, how is it that a child of God, a city of God, one that is established by God, one who has the favor of the God who is merciful, one who has the favor of the God who is kind, one who has the favor of the God who is the personification of love. How can it be said about that city? How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? How indeed? How indeed? I would submit because it is because sin has wrested mercy to the ground. Takes a lot of sin to do that. But we see in the Holy Bible where God allows his favorite people to go through horrible things, all because of sin. And because of his love. And because of his nature, because he is holy. God does not tolerate sin. He is long-suffering. He is merciful. He is kind. But the time comes when one sin can become overwhelming and wrestle mercy to the ground. The time can come when God gets utterly sick of your sin. The time can come when God gets utterly sick of a nation's sin and allows that sin to wrestle mercy to the ground. There are those who are living in the 21st century, and I will date this sermon as being offered in the year 2025. There are those who are theologians who would posit their opinion that God doesn't do that anymore, that he is so kind, so merciful, so graceful, so loving, that he doesn't have that kind of wrath anymore. But I would submit that they're in error, because he's the same God. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel. Some of them would posit, well, but Jesus has died on the cross. But they seem to forget that Jesus is holy. And holiness does not abide sin. Holiness does not abide sin. We may call our churches holy. We may let sin float on in and become part of what's going on. And sometimes even be the personification of what's going on. But that's not who God is. God does not accept sin. That's why the Bible says very clearly, very precisely, very succinctly, very specifically, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And some would say, yes, Reverend, but it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is true. And yet God punishes sin. Even in the dispensation of grace, God will punish sin. The people of God, particularly Judah at Jerusalem, oh, they thought they were in the rocking chair. They were in the holy city. But let me tell you, and never forget this, it's dangerous to sin in the holy city. It's dangerous to sin anytime. But it is revulsive to God to witness sin in the holy city. It is revulsive to God to witness sin in your holy sanctuary. It is revulsive to the God who is holy. Do you understand? God is holy. Thus, we see here in Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1, how doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? Oh, this is not unlike God. And God is the same God. Yes, Jesus has died on the cross. He has paid the price for our sins. He rose again and ascended back to heaven. and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and in spite of all that, Almighty God is still holy. Jesus Christ is still holy. The Holy Ghost is still holy, and they do not abide sin. Jesus paid for sin, and if you repent of your sin, he will forgive you your sin. He will give you eternal life, but if you do not repent, he will send you to hell. God Almighty will send you to hell. Some people seem to think that because Jesus died and has the keys of death and hell, that hell does not exist. Oh, hell is still there. Hell is still there. Hell is still there. And it has a great purpose for those who refuse to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces? How is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Lord, have mercy. This is the result of sin. The result of sin. This is her punishment for her sin against the Holy God. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 2. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Lamentations chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 5 says, her adversaries are the chief, her enemies prosper, for the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are going into captivity before the enemy. Oh, you want to focus on Lamentations chapter 1, verse 5. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are going into captivity before the enemy. This is the crux of it. She sinned against the God who is love. She sinned against the God who is plenteous in mercy. She sinned against a God who is of great kindness. She sinned against a God who is the very personification of love. She sinned against a God who is love. And she miscalculated. And to this very day, many people, many nations are miscalculating. And they're counting on the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to keep them from paying for the sins they are doing. They are miscalculating. They've heard of the mercy of God. They've heard of the goodness of God, and they have misunderstood Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They read that and say, nothing bad can happen to me. They say, nothing bad can happen to me. They miscalculate, they misread, they misinterpret Psalm 23, verse 6, which says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They look there at mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. One preacher called those inseparable twins, goodness and mercy. One preacher said they are those inseparable twins. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So they take Psalm 23, verse 6 and say, oh, we're good. We're good because goodness and mercy are following us. Or the preacher will say to you, oh, you're good. Jesus died. Goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. What does all mean? Is there any day that goodness and mercy are not following you? And so you hear that from the false prophet, and you go sin, and you think everything is all right, because the Bible says goodness and mercy shall follow me. I don't have to worry. I can take her to the hotel, and even though she's married and I'm married, goodness and mercy is following me and following her. We're in the church. But I bring you to Lamentations, the Lamentations of Jeremiah. And if you read the poems, the acrostics, if you read the beautiful elegy of Lamentations, you will find that God will sometimes allow sin to wrestle mercy to the ground. Yes, goodness and mercy may be following you all the days of your life, but mercy can be wrestled to the ground by the abundance of your sins. When sin wrestles mercy to the ground, can be said about you, how doth the city sit solitary, that was full of people. How is she become a widow, she that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces? How is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dwelt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They or become her enemies. When sin wrestles mercy to the ground, when sin wrestles mercy to the ground, even under the new covenant, when sin wrestles mercy to the ground, how doth the city sit solitary, that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces? How is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheek. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They all become her enemies. When sin wrestles mercy to the ground, when sin wrestles mercy to the ground, when sin wrestles mercy to the ground. Let us pray. Father God, human beings are intelligent. Their brains are marvelous and magnificent. They understand what this means. Some may pretend that they don't, but they do. Father God, put within them the spirit of repentance. Put within every transgressor into whose ears this sermon and these messages come. Put into them the spirit of repentance, that they may repent of their sins and be in your favor. Be in your favor continually. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. My friend, repent, repent, repent. If you are unsaved, repent. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That's the word of God. God commandeth all men everywhere repent. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That is the word of God, and that includes women. God commands you to repent. Those of you who are already saved, repent. Repent of the sins you have done in your saved state. Repent. You don't want sin to wrestle mercy to the ground. Repent. 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 Those of you who are not saved, ask the Lord to save your soul. You can pray the prayer, O Lord, save my soul. He knows what it means. O Lord, save my soul. He knows what it means, and when he saves you, you will know what it means too. O Lord, save my soul. Read your holy Bible. You can buy a Bible. You don't have to be a Christian to buy a Bible. You don't have to be a Christian to read a Bible. But if you read a Bible, you have a good chance of becoming a Christian. Particularly if you read the New Testament. Pray, O Lord, save my soul. O Lord, save my soul. Pray, O Lord, save my soul. Read the Holy Bible. Read the New Testament in the Holy Bible. And pray until the Lord saves you. Once you are saved, contact a Christian minister and or ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.